From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, September 14th. I'm Sarah Reith. The Solar Living Institute is closing its doors as a result of the economic fallout from the pandemic, which is on track to claim 200,000 American lives by the end of the week. SLI is the ecology-centric educational nonprofit which, until the pandemic made physical locations a moot point, offered classes on the 12-acre Solar Living Center campus in Hopland. In April of 2019, founder John Schaefer announced that he was selling the center to Flocana, the cannabis distribution company with the hub in Redwood Valley. But the nonprofit remained, along with the Solar Living store and Emerald Farms, the on-site dispensary. Last week, Schaefer announced that the nonprofit was dissolving, though he's proud of its accomplishments and hopes the organization's assets will continue to improve the future.
I guess it was last March when we first had to close the store because of COVID, because we were a non-essential business. And we thought originally it was going to only be for 3 weeks or a month, as most people did. But as things progressed and we weren't able to hold our solar classes, our natural building classes, you know, sustainable living, regenerative agriculture classes. So it became very difficult to continue going forward without the store and without the classes. So we came to the difficult conclusion that we had to close the store and close the institute. And we did a little research as to how you dissolve a nonprofit in the state of California. You need to donate 100% of your assets to other nonprofits with a similar mission that are going to go forward. So, you know, it was with a sense of regret at first that we decided to close the business, but it was a nice consolation for us to know that we were going to be able to, you know, pay forward, as it were, some of the good things that we'd been able to do for the community and for the society.
Schaefer said about $65,000 worth of merchandise and a significant amount of cash will be divided up between two nonprofits that are focused on educating young people. Nancy McGivney, a board member at Hearthstone Village, spoke about the small private Haitian girls' orphanage that her nonprofit has been working with for about 10 years, or half the time the orphanage has been in existence. Hearthstone originally focused on the girls' health and health education. She made the case for the similarity between Hearthstone's educational mission and that of SLI.
As they started growing up, we realized they had to go to school outside of, we used to have just school at the orphanage when they were little. And so we had to start up with some education sponsors. And John and Nancy were one of our first set of education sponsors for our girls. And it's been exciting because just last week, we had two kids accepted into university there. So it's like, wow, we have three more graduating in about a month. So it's like we're beating the odds. Only 10% of Haitians graduate from high school. Over the years, because electricity is so sporadic there, we've been really supporting trying to install, getting the kids to use a lot of solar lights and charging of phones and things like that. Actually, some of the inventory we've gotten through this liquidation process, we've been able to send, we shipped them off, and the boat just left yesterday from New York City, John.
McGivney added that she's hoping for a glorious yard sale with some of the rest of the merchandise when it's safe to hold fundraisers again. Laurel Neer is a co-founder of SPACE, the School of Performing Arts and Cultural Education, the other beneficiary of the Solar Living Institute's assets. She reflected that organizations have lost a lot more than the ability to put on the kinds of events that used to be a huge part of the community's social life.
Pre-COVID, we closed down of COVID on March 16th. We had over 400 kids about to burst onto the stage. All of a sudden that came to a screeching halt. And we realized that it was going to be really tough because we were losing tuition and we were losing underwriting for shows that weren't going to happen. We had grants that were going to come in based on the 400 kids. We switched everything to Zoom for a while, and now we're outside in the courtyard of SPACE doing outdoor classes. Well, we scheduled those before we knew that the smoke was coming. So we're working it out. But the donation and the assets from Solar Living Institute really helped us have the spirit to continue going.
Neer added that SPACE has always included environmental education in its curriculum and shared memories of taking students floating across the pond at the Hopland campus. But some of the lessons have been grim, as Schaefer pointed out.
the last couple of weeks, I've been going through the memorabilia in my barn from all the catalog from 40 years ago. And one thing that kind of struck me was in the 90s, I think one of our great accomplishments was the global warming billion pound goal, where we set a goal of removing 1 billion pounds of CO2 from being produced into the atmosphere. And I found an editorial from back then, or actually several editorials, that said, if we don't address this global warming problem, this was like 1992, by the time the year 2020 rolls around, and I actually mentioned 2020, we're going to have fires burning across the western U.S. every summer. We're going to have hurricanes and tornadoes like we've never seen. The Arctic ice shelf is going to be melting, and the Gulf Stream ocean currents are going to slow down, and it's going to be cold all up in Northern Europe. And every single one of those has come to pass, unfortunately, except for the Gulf Stream hasn't yet stopped. But, you know, it's interesting how in the early days, everyone could see what was happening, and we took 25 years and we did nothing. And here we are, and all of us looking out at the apocalyptic skies where it's dark at 2 p.m. and wondering, where the hell did we go wrong? Let's do something. Let's fix it.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.